Hey there, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. If this video is a little bit shaky today, it's because it's windy down here at the barn and the camera's sitting on a bale of hay. So if I start doing this, you'll know why. I'm making this video for you today to talk about the one thing that women hate most. It's the same thing that horses hate most, and that's pressure, the feeling of pressure. We talk a lot about pressure in both horse training, and I teach men a lot about what pressure is to women in relationships, especially in romantic sexual relationships. With horses, pressure is felt a million different ways. It could be the way you look at them, the way you talk at them, the way you walk around them. It could be the way you open a gate or close a gate. A horse is so sensitive that it can feel a fly land on one hair on its butt and immediately become agitated and annoyed, and you'll see it swish its tail. Horses are designed to detect pressure, to detect predators, to detect anything that isn't safe. Their eyes are set back in their head so they can graze in tall grasses and still see above the grasses to make sure they're safe, to make sure nothing's going to kill them. Women are a lot like horses. I say this a lot. They feel pressure in a million different ways. They feel pressure by the way we walk, by the way we talk, by the way we hold ourselves in front of them, by the way we close doors and open doors. They feel pressure by the way we feel about ourselves. Women can feel negative pressure or threatening pressure by the way we argue. They can also sense pressure in a positive way, though. Some of the positive pressures that women can feel around you are the positivity of your confidence, the positivity of your ability to lead your emotions, the positivity of the environment that you create when you're in their presence. They like that kind of pressure. That's a leading kind of pressure as opposed to a negative kind of controlling pressure. Same goes for horses, and we'll talk about that too. We're going to talk a lot about pressure. We're going to talk about how to know when you are creating a negative pressure in the environment that threatens, intimidates, and pushes away or repels. And how do you create a positive pressure? A positive pressure that is a positive tension. It could be a positive emotional attention. That's something Dr. Glover talks about. It could be a positive sexual tension. You have to know the difference between negative tension and positive tension. And you have to know how to create positive and stop creating the negative. I want to teach you some more about how horses relate to women. You're going to make some connections in your mind and you're going to go, holy crap, I can't believe what I've been doing has been pressuring my wife. I can't believe how I've been sabotaging my sex life. I can't believe that I did something that made her freak out in her own skin and she couldn't even tell me about it. These are the kind of aha moments that I got when I first started training horses. That's all I got for today. Take care. Thanks a lot for watching. Bye-bye.